It is no surprise that living the Sunday obligation became a matter for discussion at the 2005 Bishop's Synod on the Eucharist. Pope Benedict writes in his exhortation on the Eucharist, and I quote, "Conscious of this new vital principle which the Eucharist imparts to the Christian, the Synod Fathers reaffirmed the importance of the Sunday obligation for all the faithful, viewing it as a wellspring of authentic freedom, enabling them to live each day in accordance with that they celebrated on the Lord's Day. The life of faith is endangered," he said, "when we lose the desire to share in the celebration of the Eucharist and its commemoration of the Paschal victory. Participating in the Sunday liturgical assembly with all our brothers and sisters with whom we form one body in Jesus Christ, it is demanded by our Christian conscience, and at the same time, it forms that conscience. The Holy Father said to lose a sense of Sunday as the Lord's Day, a day to be sanctified, is symptomatic of the loss of an authentic sense of Christian freedom, the freedom of the children of God." Close quotation. Pope John Paul II had written an apostolic letter titled Dies Domini, the Day of the Lord. Pope Benedict refers to it. I quote, "Speaking of the various dimensions of the Christian celebration of Sunday, Pope John Paul II said that it is Dies Domini, the Day of the Lord, with regard to the work of creation, Dies Christi, the Day of Christ, as the day of the new creation and the risen Lord's gift of the Holy Spirit, Dies Ecclesiae, that is, Day of the Church, as the day on which the Christian community gathers for the celebration, and Dies Hominis, the Day of Humankind, as the day of joy, rest, and fraternal charity." The Pope Benedict says, "Sunday thus appears as the primordial holy day, when all believers, wherever they are found, can become heralds and guardians of the true meaning of time. It gives rise to the Christian meaning of life and a new way of experiencing time, relationships, work, life, and death. While recognizing that Saturday evening, beginning with First Vespers, is already a part of Sunday and a time when the Sunday obligation can be fulfilled, we need to remember that it is Sunday itself that is meant to be kept holy, lest it end up as a day empty of God." Close quotation. The Holy Father raises the issue that Sunday also ought to be a day of rest from work. He acknowledges that this is a matter controlled by civil society. He asserts that recognizing the Lord's Day as a day of rest from daily exertions, quote, relativizes work and directs it to the person. Work is for man and not man for work. The Pope's exhortation addresses the problem of Christian communities which lack priests and where consequently is not possible to celebrate Mass on the Lord's Day. He says, "Here it should be stated, a wide variety of situations exist. The Synod of Bishops recommended first that the faithful should go to one of the churches in their diocese where the presence of a priest is assured, even when this demands a certain sacrifice." Unquote. After adequate instruction about the difference between Mass and Sunday assemblies in the absence of a priest, the Pope says the local ordinary may grant the faculties distributing communion in liturgies without a priest. Pope Benedict reminds us that the importance of Sunday as the day of the Church brings us back to the intrinsic relationship between Christ's victory over evil and death and our membership in his ecclesial body. The Holy Father writes, "On the Lord's Day, each Christian rediscovers the communal dimension of his life as one who has been redeemed. Taking part in the liturgy and receiving the body and blood of Christ intensifies and deepens our belonging to the one who died for us. Secularization, with its inherent emphasis on individualism, has its most negative effect on individuals who are isolated and lack a sense of belonging. Christianity, from its very beginning, has meant fellowship, a network of relationships constantly strengthened by hearing God's word and sharing in the Eucharist and enlivened by the Holy Spirit. The Synod Fathers said the Christian faithful need a fuller understanding of the relationship between the Eucharist and their daily lives. Eucharistic spirituality is not just participation in Mass and devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. It embraces the whole of life. Pope Benedict says this observation was particularly insightful because one of the serious effects of secularization in our culture is that it has relegated faith to the margins of life, as if it means nothing in everyday life, as if God did not exist. He says, and I quote, "Jesus Christ is not just a private conviction or an abstract idea, but a real person whose becoming part of human history is capable of renewing the life of every man and woman." Close quotations.